What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Well, that voice, Peter Schwartz, you're going to hear him in studio, actually, this hour, because I invited him to step in for a little bit when he's done with some of his early morning duties on our New York affiliate, WFAN. So sometimes Peter is with us doing updates, and other times he is working for our New York affiliate. So that's his responsibility, as it's 4 o'clock in the morning New York time, 1 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, 2 o'clock in the morning Denver time, where I'm sure they're still celebrating their first NBA championship in franchise history, which, if you're including the ABA years, goes back more than 50 years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I will do it when Peter joins us and we talk about the column that he wrote about me. So he comes to me last week and he asked me for permission to interview me for an article that he wanted to do, and a website that he works for. He freelances for a website, and I'll let him tell us all about it. But he freelances for a particular website. They commissioned him to write a column on me. And so I get to be squeezed in because he had his younger son's bar mitzvah practice. And then over the weekend, he had family activities, and so we were squeezed in on the phone one afternoon last week. I didn't hear anything about it for a couple of days. And then, boom, I wake up on Monday afternoon and there is the column, and it's hit the internet. So Pete shared it on Twitter initially. Actually, would like to put it on our Facebook page too, so I will post it there when I have an opportunity. But Pete will join us here in studio. And for those of you who are longtime listeners of After Hours, you know that when we started the show 5 nights a week, going back to early 2015. Okay, so we took over January 2015, which means that at the end of my current contract, which runs through next year, it'll be 10 years on the same time slot. Peter was with us as our full-time anchor. Now, that was when we still had updates multiple times per hour. And we still had two producers. Whew, I can barely remember those days. So that goes back to the days of Tom, Isaac, Pete, and I keeping you company. Pete always entertaining. We had an entire segment once a week called Schwartz on Sports, and I'm pretty sure he still uses that, actually, in his own freelance work now. You're welcome, Pete. So once he gets done with his responsibilities for the local affiliate, then we will have him here in studio. Just want to ask him a little bit about the bent of the article. He did a great job, and I am humbled by his words. And he asked me a bunch of questions, but he did a lot of it on his own with the research and crafting the column, of course. So it is on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. There's also a link to it on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, but I'll share it again once Pete is here in studio. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Even right now, the NBA Twitter account is sharing the individual photos of the Denver Nuggets with the Larry O'Brien trophy. Year 15, DeAndre Jordan is finally now an NBA champion. How about that? And he got in the game, too. He was out there in game five, I think, briefly in the first half. I'd have to check the number of minutes that he played. But you remember Nikola Jokic already had two fouls in the first quarter. So did Aaron Gordon. And because of that, they had to put DeAndre Jordan out there. 3 minutes for DeAndre. But he got into the game. He did not take a shot. He did have a block. And now he has an NBA ring. And as much as you could say, hey, he was riding coattails of Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, blah, blah, blah. These guys work just as hard. They maybe don't log the same minutes in the games, but every athlete on that roster works just as hard. These guys go through all the practices. They go through all the conditioning. They go through all the film sessions. They have to be ready. And sure, in the playoffs, more often than not, you see a shorter bench. But don't think Jeff Green didn't earn every bit of this ring, too. And actually, he had a big dunk in game number five. He only played 5 minutes, but those minutes were critical. And DeAndre Jordan, 3 minutes, now an NBA champion. I'm sure it was thrilling for him to get out there on the court. And remember, he's been part of teams that have been close before, but just hadn't won. Cool picture of Aaron Gordon, who is embracing the Larry O'Brien trophy in year number 9. So for DeAndre Jordan, year 15, for Aaron Gordon, and he was a top 5 draft pick. He's now in year 9. I love these photos. They're cool. Jeff Green, year 16. What? He might already be an NBA champ, though, from his... I know he was with the Celtics for quite a while. Will you check and see if he won a ring when he was with the Celtics?
I think he's been on a different team each of the last like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, he's definitely moved around. He's a great role player. He's also a great veteran voice in the locker room. What did Jamal Murray tell us? That he's been so calm and steady, and that when they after having lost game 2 in Denver, they went to Miami and Jeff had the entire team over to his house so that they could just stay on the same page. They could take a breath. They could sleep well after making sure that nobody's upset, nobody's agitated. They still have the same goals in mind, though they were not thrilled with how they played, really how they closed in game number 2. And so because of that, Jeff Green having them over, giving them a chance to relax, let their hair down, they felt like, Jamal Murray said specifically, we played much better in game number 3. We were relaxed. We really needed that break from basketball. This is the first ring for Jeff Green. Oh my gosh. His journey through the NBA is... It's like Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? Who set a record for the number of NFL teams for whom he started. It's like Ryan Fitzpatrick on steroids, which would be funny, actually, Fitzpatrick on steroids. He played, and we talked about this with Mark Kestisher. He was drafted in Seattle. So he was part of the Sonics and then the Thunder for 4 seasons. He spent 4 seasons with the Celtics. He's played for Memphis, Cleveland, Washington, Orlando, Brooklyn, Utah, the LA Clippers, Houston, and now Denver. Are you kidding me? Jeff Green, amazing. First NBA championship for the 16-year veteran. How sweet it is. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. That's pretty sweet. Bruce Brown, NBA champion in year 5. Michael Porter Jr. Oh, I love what I heard from him after the game. Now, remember, he had a really tough series. Of course, he's out there, he's athletic, but he had a bunch of turnovers. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in a bunch of these games. But in the closeout, 16 points, 13 rebounds, and maybe one of my favorite post-game sound bites.
I'm not even supposed to be here, to be honest with you. Like, after everything I've been through, I don't know, like... I'm not really supposed to be a world champion. Like, But to do it with this group of dudes, after everything that I, hey man, you can leave that there, you know what I'm saying? I can't describe it. It just, I look back on everything, how hard I worked, and it just feels surreal.
Referring to the trophy, you can leave that right there. I love it. I love the story. I love the history. I love the fact that it was a slow burn. The Heat series, just a culmination. These Nuggets, they've been working on this since they hired Mike Malone, since Nikola Jokic came on the scene, Jamal Murray a year later. This wasn't easy. This wasn't, hey, we bring in a bunch of high-profile free agents, pay them a ton of money, and who cares how we win it? Nah. If there's a right way to win it, that's what the Nuggets just accomplished. And in addition to that, it's meaningful because they had some setbacks and they had some failures. Nikola Jokic isn't the regular season MVP, despite the protests of his head coach, but he is the finals MVP. Right now we're asking you in a poll or question form, who is the best player in the NBA? Are you going with Jokic or are you going to tell me somebody different? And if you are telling me someone different, you want to respond to the poll, well, just reply After Hours CBS on Twitter. And then we did put it in question form. So either one is cool. You can find us either way on our social and then on our Facebook page as well, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll get a little more from the Miami Heat coming up because it was a unique team that made a unique run. They had a couple of NBA champions on their roster, right? Well, actually three champions. Udonis Haslem, Kyle Lowry, Kevin Love. And a bunch of undrafted players. And how often do we hear their story? How often do we hear about how they built it? Bam Adebayo's done hearing about that, by the way. And Jimmy Butler, not as verbose as what we've heard from him in the past. I suspect that when the pain of coming so close and maybe the pain of the ankle wears off a little bit, when the emotions fade a tad, they're not going to fade completely because he's the kind of guy that internalizes them and uses them for fuel. But when the emotions subside a little bit, we'll maybe hear his perspective. He's not given up. He's not going to let go of that dream or bury the dream of winning a title simply because it didn't happen this year. Nah, he's a man on a mission, and the Heat will continue to be relevant. So we'll hear a little more from them as we head through the show. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Peyton Manning in the house there in Denver. I've seen him at multiple games throughout the playoffs with one or both of his kids. And of course, NBA TV caught up with him. I actually said to producer Jay, they just interviewed Peyton. What did he have to say? He actually calls the Nuggets inspiring after the run that they've made this year.
Well, what a great team they were. Unselfish. They played together all year. And look, it's so hard to win one game in these playoffs, but the fact they've won so many series and to bring it home, especially in front of the home crowd, incredible accomplishment by the team, Coach Malone, whole organization, pretty incredible.
From one champion to another, I would say if you look at the Denver teams, the pro teams, of course, it's a Broncos city. I was going to say a Broncos town, but it's a city. A Broncos city. And they love their Avalanche, obviously. Avalanche having won last year in the Stanley Cup final. And really was a dominant team throughout their playoff run. Now the Nuggets, which I guess is helpful for Denver fans to have the Avalanche and the Nuggets be champions on back-to-back years since the Broncos haven't made the playoffs since Super Bowl 50. And then you think about the Colorado Rockies, who did get to a World Series, but that goes back to 2007. If they could ever get into another World Series, if they could ever get to the point where they're relevant. I mean, they're in a tough division for it because all the teams, well, not all the teams, but the other teams in the NL West, Giants not as much this year, though. They are above 500. But we know the Padres, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks spend money like it's going out of style. They pull out all the stops to try to win titles, and the Dodgers have dominated that division now for nearly a decade. But the Giants made the playoffs a couple years ago. The Rockies have been there. They just haven't been able to capitalize on their opportunities. And right now they're in the bottom of the NL West. Oh, as I look up, Peyton Manning getting interviewed on NBA TV.
I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy.
That's not what he said, but he is pretty excited about Denver sports fans getting to taste this sweet triumph.
It's a championship city, and the fans are used to having championships there. The Nuggets have been knocking on the door, and to finally bring it home says a lot about the fan support, says a lot about the Kroenke family and the organization, so pretty incredible accomplishment.
Yeah, I saw on social, and I'd have to go back. I'll go back and look real quick. But I saw on social about the Kroenke family, and as much as they are public enemy number one in St. Louis, right? Because they moved the Rams out of St. Louis back to LA, and Kroenke spent a bazillion and zillions of dollars on building. Oh my gosh, I'm out of football mode. What's the name of the stadium? SoFi, thank you. They now have multiple championships in their family. So Stan Kroenke is the owner of what is Kroenke Sports and Entertainment. His son Josh is also part of that group. And it didn't take long before Forbes, the magazine, was writing up a column on the success they've had. Another championship. 4 titles in 18 months. So yeah, I get why they're public enemy number one in St. Louis and in other places. He's definitely got a reputation for being all about the bottom line. But what Jamal Murray said to him after the game that was caught on tape, if you didn't see it on TV, it's definitely on Twitter. He's embracing Mr. Kroenke, and he's saying, thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for being patient and not moving on. So here are the Nuggets, who aren't worth nearly as much as the Rams. Last I heard, the Rams were over $6 million in value. He also owns Arsenal. The Nuggets are not worth that kind of coin, or they weren't before they became NBA champions. But still, think about that resume. Having 4 titles in the last 18 months with the Rams, the Avalanche, the Colorado Mammoth, which is lacrosse, and now the Denver Nuggets. I mean, that's quite a track record of success. Even if you hate the dude. I love the fact that this group has been together. If nothing else, I would nod to his business sense about patience, waiting. As Mark Kestisher told us last hour, Mike Malone and the Nuggets missed the playoffs the first 3 years that he was the head coach. This is with Jokic, with Jamal Murray. They weren't quite there yet. But Kroenke believed in him, believed in what they were building, believed in the front office, and whoa. Oh, that was really bad. Whoa. That was even worse. I don't even know what I was doing. It was like a light, the light going on, the spotlight. So congratulations to the Kroenke family, but certainly congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Jeff Green, oh my goodness. Good for him. Can you imagine how he feels right now? I think we need to get some posts from Jeff Green. I'm going to look for it. On Twitter, After Hours CBS. If you can decide who's the best player in the NBA, great. We have a poll up. Or you can just answer the question. and then our Facebook page too. We're hoping that Peter Schwartz will join us here in the next couple of minutes, but if not, definitely before the end of this hour. We could have another champion crowned on Tuesday night, and then it would be done. The winter sports season, would be done. These playoffs go on so long. I don't mind telling you that I'm okay with them being done. I love stories, and we're going to have two first-time champions in hoops and hockey. But I'm ready. Ready to talk about baseball. Oh, U.S. Open is this week in golf. How about that? Amidst all the brouhaha of LIV and PGA and merging, and now it's being challenged by Congress as potentially an antitrust. We're about to take a break. I was waiting for you. Are you good? You want to come back in five?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Pete just busted into the studio. He'll be back in five. No, it's great. I love it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and Peter Schwartz will join us next here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Porter has it across the timeline. Backdoor cut, Green. Dog right hand.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Ended. Timeout Spoelstra. 12-0 run by Denver.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was a game full of wild twists and turns. Initially, the Heat led 5-0. Then the Nuggets put 12 consecutive points on the board. You had Miami take advantage of Nikola Jokic out in the first quarter because of foul trouble. Well, he had two fouls. They didn't want him to get into foul trouble like he'd been in game number four. So as he's out, you see Miami surge and really hold the lead most of the first half, getting up to 10 at one point, though it was short-lived. Third quarter belonged to the Nuggets for the most part, but how many times did we see the Heat string together fourth quarter runs? Another 8-0 burst by the Heat, and they actually held the lead multiple times in the late stages of this final quarter, just could not get the shots to drop, and Jimmy Butler with a critical turnover in the final 30 seconds, and then a couple of missed threes by the Heat as well. But that really was a theme for the night. What if I told you the Nuggets missed their first 20 of their first 22 three-point attempts and 10 free throws? You would have thought they lost in this game, but the Heat actually shot worse than they did. So congratulations to the Nuggets. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're asking you, who's the best player in the NBA? So we got a poll up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. And Peter Schwartz, we're reviving Schwartz on sports here on After Hours. Who's the best player in the NBA?
Jokic.
So no doubt about it.
It's a no-brainer. It's amazing he didn't win MVP of the regular season.
Yes, although I dare say he wouldn't trade his NBA Finals MVP for a third MVP of the regular
season. And did you see the little video of his daughter smacking the championship trophy? How
really
adorable
sweet.
Was that?
I know. And then I think it was Jamal Murray, but I'm not sure. There's a video out there as well. It's probably on social where he and Jamal Murray, they're like hugging the trophy or something, and they fall into one of the pools. It was probably an exercise, like a training pool, you know. They just go in fully clothed with the trophy and fall in.
Oh, God knows what's been done with these trophies over the years.
Oh, yes, exactly. Well, and I love, we were just talking about the fact that the NBA, you know, they take photos of each individual player with the trophy. It's pretty standard for most leagues. And you've got various expressions. Aaron Gordon's embracing it, right? I mean, these guys are so over the moon. Jeff Green, the number of teams that he has played for in the NBA, and this is finally a championship for him. But yeah, listen to this. He's played for, I'm going to go regular season, not playoffs. He played for Seattle. He was drafted by the Sonics.
Uh-huh.
So Seattle, OKC, Boston, Denver, Memphis, Cleveland, Washington, Orlando, Brooklyn, Utah, the Clippers, and Houston.
And that's a lot of teams.
And he's finally a winner. Could you imagine how he feels?
Can you imagine when he gets that ring, present him with the ring?
You put that in your pipe, you smoke it.
Yeah, and salty Mike Malone. He's been so great over the court. Like, really good stuff. We're going to do an entire open based on Mike Malone quips. So, Pete, you're here in studio. I know you have other duties, so I don't want to keep you for too long, but thank you for writing the column that you did for Barrett Sports Media. So just explain to people how you freelance for this website.
Yeah, it's a website that covers sports media news, and I've been writing for them for about a year now, maybe a little bit longer than that. And the editor comes to me and says, "What do you think about a story about Amy Lawrence? You think she would want to do that?"
Did you say no? Heck no, I'm not talking
to
her.
I said, I think I could probably coerce her into doing the story. And of course, you know, we've only known each other for God knows how many years.
But, 11.
Yeah, but 11, that's right. And I had to go through the proper channels to make sure that it was okay.
Yeah, you never told me about that. So you come into the studio last week and you say, hey, you're going to get an email from PR, HR, or something like that.
At Odyssey, yeah.
Indicating, right, that's our parent company, indicating that you want to write a column about me. And so I just want you to be ready for it. I never got the email, so what happened?
Oh, so I reached out and the guy wrote me back, said, just go for it, go ahead. Because I said, I can just ask her in studio, and he wrote back and, you know, copied the appropriate person on the email that let him know that it was happening, and it was fine. So then
nice.
We made some time and had a nice phone chat.
Okay. So yeah, we did around your son's bar mitzvah practice. How was that, by the way?
It was phenomenal.
Your
we had a great time. Yes. I'm exhausted still. My wife is exhausted. We're all exhausted.
Did he do well, though?
He did fantastic. Aww. And then it was funny, the cantor conducts the service, was so happy at the end. He goes, Jared, you did a wonderful job, and now everybody here, it's time to go party. And, then the fun started. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah, we had a nice time with family and friends. It was
awesome.
Your
mom still here?
No, she went home Sunday. Back? Yep. Yeah, no,
she's probably sleeping.
You know, she's up at all different areas. You know, when I used to work overnights, she would try to listen in. She lives in Florida, so she would be able to listen in.
That's a great mom.
Yeah, yeah. She'll be watching this morning because I'm on with Boomer and Gio on the Fan. Every time I'm on with them.
Our New York affiliate, yes.
Yeah, so they're and on CBS Sports Network. So she puts it on and watches every time.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay,
when I
good.
Do play-by-play, we give her the streaming information.
Yeah, my mom,
she can
too.
Watch.
It's a great mom.
Yep.
Now, when you called me last week to ask me a few questions, it was clear. Now, this is not a bad thing, so don't take it as a criticism. It was clear you had an angle already that you were working on, and it was about being a pioneer and a trailblazer in this business, which I appreciate. And so you seem to already have the framework of the column, and you were looking for my perspective and some quotes.
Yeah.
Why did you go with that? Because I'm old?
Well, no.
Just kidding.
People
older.
Can say the same thing about me. I'm older. No, I think in this day and age, there are a number of people in the business who have set the standard for young people.
Don't make me cry.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make you cry. I'm trying to give you a pat on the back. So I thought that was the way to go. And you are a trailblazer. Let's be honest. I mean, we're... you know, I don't want it to sound like I'm saying it just because we're friends and coworkers,
but we
you are a trailblazer in this business. There are not a lot of women who do this at all, much less full time in the same time slot all the time. So I thought, to me, that was, you know, the main angle to go with. And plus, you know, we've shared, you know, stories off the air, and you've told me things about, you know, things you've gone through in this business. And I thought it was interesting for the people who read those stories to know a little bit more, because I don't know how much you've gone into those kind of things on the air.
I try not to. I use them when it's appropriate for a subject matter. So when we're talking about women in the business, or when we're talking about discrimination, prejudice, even as it pertains to race, I can't understand that necessarily, but I can understand being a minority in a business that's dominated by a different gender. So I try not to, though. I could have been one of those people that exposed different figures or different companies that I've worked for, but that's just not who I am. All I've ever wanted to do is talk about sports on the radio, to do play-by-play, and I just knew early in my career, in order to survive, I had to keep my mouth shut. I'm glad it's not that way for women in our business anymore. And I will say this, too. I'm sure I've mentioned this to you previously. There are a lot of people in this business who would say they support women, and maybe they do. There are not a lot of men in our business who are willing to align themselves with women. And you have always been a great ally. Mm-hmm. You, Scott Farrell, Mark Kestisher, who was on the show earlier from Denver. There are a few people who are willing to say, hey, not only do I know her, I support her. I think she does a great job. And so I appreciate the fact that it was definitely an objective article that you wrote, but it was also subjective because it comes from a place where you know me and we've worked together.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of different people in the business that have gone through struggles, whether it's because of whether you're a man or a woman, or, you know, regardless of your religion and, or, you know, sexual preferences too. I mean, I've seen
race,
all of that,
yes,
all of that stuff. And there's just so much, you know, unfortunately, and I've seen this over 30 plus years in the business and it's unfortunate. There still is a lot of negative sentiment towards women. I'll give you a story. I don't think I've ever told you the story before. My wife and my kids and I, we were invited by friends of ours. They have what's called, they had this area, a beach on Long Island that's got like an enclosed area, and they rent it for the summer. So it was one day they invited a whole bunch of people to be on the beach and be in this little, you know, house for the day. And we're sitting down, we're talking, and, you know, the kids are off playing somewhere, and it's just the adults. And there was a guy that was there that was invited, and he knew who I was from not just, you know, CBS Sports Radio, but from WFAN also. And we're having a great conversation, and all of a sudden he just says like the worst things in the world about a particular female sportscaster.
Oh, no.
And who I consider, it's not you, but it's it was not you.
It could have been.
It could have been, but it was not you. It was someone else who I've known for a very, very long time, and I consider a dear friend. And I was so disgusted by this that I turned to Cheryl and I said, we have to leave.
You didn't say anything to him.
I think you're wrong about that. Mm-hmm. And he just kept going on and on. And I turned to Cheryl and I said, I think we have to leave, or either that, or I go find the kids and I play with them in the sand or something like that, because I'm not sitting here next to this
Good
guy
for you.
Because
yeah.
he really pissed me off, if I can say that. And that was one of the reasons why I was excited about writing the story, because I knew you had a great story about how you fought very hard to stay in this business, and I wanted to do it. But I just thought it was funny that I couldn't just pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, you know, you want to do this? We had to go through. It's funny because it's not the first time I've done a story about somebody who works on this floor, and every time I do it, I have to go through the same protocol.
Interesting. So when you, and then I'll let you get back to your work, when you pitched the story or wrote the story, and you didn't pitch it, but like when you gave your draft to the editors, did you get any pushback?
No.
Okay,
in fact, I get a remark most of the time because there's a staff of a bunch of writers that you know, that are assigned different stories, and there was one the stories post on Monday morning, and I have to submit them by Sunday afternoon, like midday. And there was one week, a few weeks ago, where just because of my schedule being crazy, I was not going to be able to get them the story until Sunday night. It was just what I didn't have the time. We had things going on. And I said to them, I can't get this to you until about 7 o'clock Sunday night. No problem. You're one person on the staff. We don't have to do much editing on the store.
Oh, nice.
So, there was no pushback, whatsoever.
Well, I absolutely hope you've had some good feedback from it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's on Peter's Twitter, which is at Schwartz Sports. And we gave him this platform, Schwartz on Sports. It was part of our transition to the 5 nights a week here on CBS Sports Radio. It's Barrett Sports Media. That's the website. And the title is 2 decades later, Amy Lawrence is far from finished.
By
that's
the way,
true.
I did not write
shove
the title.
No, that's not the title.
I give them like a, I forgot even what I wrote, but that was not my.
It's okay.
That was not, I didn't want.
It doesn't matter. I'm proud of the fact that I have survived. This is network radio for 2 decades.
Yeah.
I've actually been in the business for 25.
Yeah.
Really quickly, though, I have to tell you, his name is not Bob, but my significant other, we call him Bob on the air. I sent him the column, and unbeknownst to me, he forwards it to his family. His mom sends me text messages. Mm-hmm. So, I haven't even met his whole family yet, and they're already reading your column. So,
wow.
Yes, thank you for making me look good to my significant other and his family.
And I'm glad, by the way, that your column followed up the one that I wrote about John Kincaid.
Oh, yes.
So, it's
our friend.
You know, it's cool not only to write these stories about, the different media personalities around the country, but when you get to do it back-to-back weeks against two people who I consider dear friends of mine and have great stories, then I was even more happier to do it.
Well, I appreciate that. So it's on Peter's Twitter, and I just retweeted A-Law Radio, but you can find it out there, and he does these now on a weekly basis.
Every Monday.
Every Monday. Okay.
I don't know who I'm writing about yet this week.
Good stories. Okay.
I don't know. I have
We're going into Tuesday morning. It's going to be one of those, hey, could you help us out with this? All right, cool. Well, thank you. I know you have stuff to do for the New York affiliate, and if you want to tune into CBS Sports Network, you'll see Pete as part of Boomer and Geo on our New York affiliate, WFAN. Thank you, my
friend.
Always
great to see you.
Yes. Right. Come back anytime for Schwartz on Sports.
I'll be dressed as a Big Gulp next time I come back.
Oh, no. Our Halloween costumes. It's on our YouTube channel. Here's our latest sports update, because I got to go record a CBS Sports Minute.
You are listening to the app.
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers. Right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
After Hours Podcast.
Vegas sends it back in. Barbashev collides with Gudas, far corner. Marchessault in as well. To the middle. It's Hayne. A wrist shot. Block. Rebound. Score! William Karlsson. 3-0 Golden Knights. 9 minutes to play. Second period. William Karlsson finds the garbage below the down on the left wing side. Vegas has 2 goals here in the second period.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We crowned a champion on Monday night. We may crown another champion on Tuesday night. And back-to-back nights, could it be first-time champions? We know that the NHL will have one in the Stanley Cup, but will it be Vegas or will Florida pull off some miraculous comeback? The Golden Knights actually have a chance to close out the Stanley Cup, their first in franchise history, on their own ice, similar to what we just saw with the Nuggets, though To be fair, the Nuggets have toiled. The Nuggets franchise has toiled a lot longer. In fact, if you go back 8 years to when Mike Malone was hired in Denver and Nikola Jokic was drafted, that was 14. They've actually toiled longer as a group or as a duo, those two, than have the Golden Knights been a franchise. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You've got Dan Duva as the play-by-play voice of the Golden Knights on their radio network. So yeah, everybody knows what's on the line now, including Bruce Cassidy, who's got a lot of experience. He's been around the NHL, poised to lead the Golden Knights into uncharted territory.
We're aware of what's at stake and how big a game this is for guys as individuals, but the organization, the city, all those things. But it's what we play for, so we're ready for it. Every team changes a little thing. They don't change your whole game. We know what we're up against, and once the puck drops, is fine, as long as you can get there.
Knowing what's at stake, I mean, we've known the entire playoffs what our goal was, when, you know, obviously, and going to the final, you know what's at stake at the end of it. So it's just trying to maintain that balance of approaching it just like every other game.
One of the strengths of the Golden Knights, if you've been watching, is their power play. And when they convert on the power play, when they score with the man advantage, I want to say they're unbeatable, but they have an overwhelming edge in games so far this season. Now, the Florida Panthers, they're this other 8 seed, right? Similar arc to the Miami Heat. Though the Panthers, they barely made it into the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're a wild card, really needed help toward the end. And once they got in, they face the Boston Bruins right off the top, having to win a Game 7 in Boston. Similar to the Heat, though, they made it harder for themselves after having that 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. But yeah, you've got the Golden Knights poised here because of the strength in numbers, shall we call it. They've got so many different ways they can hurt you, similar to the Denver Nuggets. But Jack Eichel, Jonathan Marchessault, in addition to Mark Stone, who seems to be in the middle of everything, really. And then Aiden Hill, the revelation that they've had in goal. If you missed my conversation last week with, who did we talk to about the Golden Knights? Oh, David Pagnotta, yes. We talked to him because he was in Vegas, thank you, with the fourth period. Gosh, feels like forever ago, but it really wasn't. When David and I were going over the series and kind of what we've seen from the Golden Knights, it was fun to ask him where in the world Aiden Hill has come from. So he's been fantastic. It's seemingly all coming together, but yeah, you can't overlook the Florida Panthers. And if the Miami Heat are any indication, you should know what you're going to get from the Panthers. These two teams, nothing's come easy. Not that they would expect it to or ask for anything easy, anything handed to them. But their tenacity and their toughness matches what we've seen from the Miami Heat. So can the Panthers force the series back to South Florida? I hope for the fans in South Florida, they definitely can. Yeah, the mindset, well, it can't change. And these guys have been backs against the wall for most of the last 3 months.
Same routine we've had all playoffs. You know, today we had a good meeting before the skate. Got out there, got a good sweat, and prepare as we would tomorrow. Obviously, situation where we have to win. Been there before. You know, for me personally, I've been on the other side of it. You know, I've been in the Stanley Cup final. We were up 3-1. It's not easy. There's some pressure there. There's a lot of variables that go along with it. Family, friends, a cup in the building. You know, your mind can wander. You know, for us, it's just about winning tomorrow night and enjoying the game and playing as hard as we can and getting the W and then taking it back home. That's our focus and that's all it can be.
Seriously, very similar themes and similar sentiments that we've heard from the Heat and the Panthers locker rooms the entire time. We're used to being counted out. We're used to having the deck stacked against us, the proverbial deck stacked against us. We're used to being in this position. Is it comfortable? No. Would you rather be up 3-1? Well, sure, you absolutely would, but at least it's not unfamiliar. One major question, though, and this could put a cramp in the style of the Panthers. They could be without their star, Matthew Tkachuk. His status still a question mark until right before Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. He did not skate in practice on Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.